Kia ora, amigos. Welcome to another musical journey. This time we have a guest with us, my dear friend Colin Chong, who is originally from Hawaii. So we have a Hawaiian special, and all the playlist has been selected by Colin. So welcome, Colin. How are you? Okay, let's. Can you just say hello again to make sure that you're
hello,
recording?
Hello, aloha. Aloha.
Yes, we are in business.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so the first, your first selection, Colin, tell us about it.
Well, before I come to the first selection, maybe I should tell a little bit about what we're going to do this evening. First, I have to say that I'm honored to be asked to come on your show.
A pleasure to have
thank you.
Thank you.
And it awoken a lot of old memories and remembrances of my youth and my many years singing in Hawaii with the Kamehameha Schools Concert Glee Club. And one of the things about having to select these songs, it allowed me to appreciate the cultural heritage that I was brought up with. And it was nice. It'd be nice to share this musical journey with you. So we're going to start off in the 1900s. I know you'd say that the Hawaiians go way back before then, but music, as we know it in our modern day, started around the late 1800s. This particular song that we're going to hear now, Kaulana Napua, is performed by the Makaha Sons. With their friends as a group, kind of a modern group. They're still around. And it was composed by Ellen Prendergast in 1893. The story is that Queen Liliuokalani, who was the reigning queen at the time, a descendant of King Kamehameha, who conquered and combined all the islands together in sort of the 1700s, she was a great composer. And she actually was locked down when the Americans decided that they were going to take over the country. And they actually took that, put their Marines in, overcame her royal guards, and imprisoned her for years in her own palace called Iolani Palace, that in downtown Honolulu. There was such an uproar with the local people, particularly with the Royal Hawaiian Band, which was then started, and they would go over to a friend's house and talk to the friend about how great all their sort of complaints about what a great land they have and why are the Americans taking over and imprisoning the Queen. So their friend had a daughter, Ellen, and Ellen, in 1893, wrote this song in Hawaiian complaining about the imprisonment of their queen in the palace and about how beautiful their land is and why can't they have it back. So here it is today, Kaulana Napua.
Here we go, amigos, our first song for the night. Kaulana Napua o Hawaii, tupama hope o kaina, hiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino, pala pala anunu me ka paka. Hawaii, That's a beautiful start, Colin.
Beautiful, beautiful song. It really moved me. Just a little bit, if you'd like to know some of what was said there. Famous are the children of Hawaii, ever loyal to the land. When that evil-hearted messenger comes with his greedy document of extortion, Hawaii, land of Keawe, answers, Pi'ilani's boys, help. Manao's Kauai lands support, and so do the sands of Kahuela. No one will be fixed the signature to the paper of this enemy with its sin of annexation and sale of native civil rights. We do not value the government's sums of money. We are satisfied with the stones. Astonishing food of this land. We back Liokalani, who has won the rights of this land. She will be crowned again. Tell this story of the people who love their queen.
That's a typical colonization kind of story.
Yep.
And, well, Hawaii is still another state of the USA. Yeah? Yeah. So yep. The colony stays.
Okay. Our next song, Alika, is about an Arctic boat visiting Kauai, the island of Kauai, from about 1787 to 1794. So this is part of this era of sort of the early, the late 1800s to the early 1900s. And this is performed by a beautiful young lady called Raiatea Helm. Please enjoy this. It's a kind of a, as you would know, that a Arctic boat being away for so long, coming back with its sailors moving around. Oh, excuse me. No, you're right. Should we move it around or?
It will. Yeah, we can move it around. Yeah, yeah. So we do Alika.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, it talks about the crew getting up to a lot of mischief. So this mischief is spoken about in this song called Alika by Raiatea Helm, a beautiful, beautiful woman with a great voice. You'll understand.
And here we go with this song.
Thank you.
amazing voice of this beautiful young lady. She doesn't look to have such big lungs, but she can hold the notes.
Yes, Rayatea Helm is her name. Look, we'll continue on. In this same era, early, late 1800s, a little history about the queen and the royal family of Hawaiians, the monarchy. They were in love with the royalty from England. In fact, they had many, many continual visits from each other, mainly from Hawaii. They would sail to San Francisco, take an intercontinental railway, go to Boston, and from Boston they'd sail back to England. It all would take several weeks, maybe a few months. I don't know how long it would take. But for this next one called the Queen's Jubilee, which was performed by Weldon Kekauha and Tapa Groove, although it's done sort of fairly recently in the last 25 years or so, this particular song was written by the Queen herself, Queen Liliuokalani, who went there for the 50th anniversary crowning of Queen Victoria, who had a long reign and who would always invite the Hawaiian monarchy over. And Queen Liliuokalani loved to go there. And so this was it. This song was particularly written in the Alexandra Hotel in London the night before her celebration. And it's called the Queen's Jubilee and speaks of the wonderful reign that continues with Queen Victoria over these vast lands and countries around the world.
So, right, because in those days they had the empire that apparently never set the sun somewhere in the globe.
That's right.
Of the British Empire, the sun was shining. So,
Queen's Jubilee.
Come on,
We are listening to Irirangiofaingroa, Raglan Community Radio. We are in another musical journey. This time we are traveling to Hawaii. And we have a special guest with us, Colin Chong, and he's going to introduce us to the next song.
All right. Mahalo. We are moving on to this next song called Sanoe. Now, this song performed by they're pretty old now, but when I was young, these guys were young, called the Casimiro Brothers, two brothers that went to the same Kamehameha schools that I did, although a little bit after me. This song was written actually by Queen Liliuokalani, who was a prolific songwriter and performer, for royalty, almost unheard of. But she loved music. In fact, her brothers and sisters all were musicians as well. But she particularly was good at writing songs. And this song tells us a little bit about the naughtiness that was within the royal family. And so it talks about this woman, Sanoe, who was flirting around and having love affairs in the gardens around the palace. But I think you would enjoy this as well. Now, one of the Casimiro brothers, when they start singing the song, they will go into a little bit of interpretation. So one will continue to sing in Hawaiian, and the other will interpret the words. It's quite interesting, particularly chose this one, Sanoe, by the brothers Casimiro.
Auhe. Of our queen would say to all of you that Kapeka asked, "Where are you, Sanoe? And don't you know that practically drenched in readiness is your favorite lehua flower? Because here I sit, all alone, and I'm just waiting to hear the sound of your voice, that I may obey all of your commands. But it seems that the only answer I have at this time is to simply relax and to breathe so deeply of these fragrant waters that surround me. But when you do arrive, may I expect that we will kiss as only lovers really know how to kiss. And finally there, far in the distance, I can see your shadow, that big body coming towards me. But now that you're here, we have to be so very careful. And listen for the sound of Her Majesty, the Queen. And is that the fragrance of her cologne that I smell coming through the window on the far side there? Oh, but never mind. Let's just enjoy being together, because there are still many, many more grains of sand left in the hourglass. So let us enjoy and love until those sands of time run out. Oh, the story of the secret love affair of Kopeka and her friend, Sanoy.
Well, Los Hermanos Casimiro, that's got a like a Spanish or Portuguese kind of name, you know? Casimiro, yeah.
Sanoy. All right, that brings us sort of a conclusion to an era, because there's so much Hawaiian music to showcase that these four songs sort of did the, I call it the pre-tourism area, and mainly around the monarchy's time. So moving on into the 1920s and 30s, when you can see now it's been sort of 30 years after Hawaii has been annexed as a territory of the United States. So it opened up tourism, the Hawaiian being a part of the United States now attracted the fact that many, many haoles or the white people from the West Coast would come down and go on these long, 1 week long boat rides on the ships, steamers, and come to Hawaii. So this actually created that age of awareness, or what we call Hawaiian hula legends, the hula and the dance. And so most of the songs of this era were written by, missionaries, actually, or sons of missionaries who came, who became plantation workers. But they were actually talking about the life here in the islands, and making it attractive and understandable to the haoles, the mainland visitors, so that they would identify with things in Hawaii. So most was written in English. His next few songs will be all written in English and will have English titles, but they actually will have a few Hawaiian words thrown in every now and then to make it Hawaiian, so to speak. So the first one is written and performed by Saul K. Bright. K is not, it's like 22 letters that create the longest Hawaiian name you ever known. So he just goes by Saul K. Bright. And it was written sort of around the 1920s. And it was performed by him in a San Francisco nightclub bar. And it talks about his cousin, who went up to Wyoming with a bunch of other cowboys called Paniolas in Hawaiian, and they went and won the rodeo. So it shows you that it was far-reaching, the Hawaiian experience. Great cowboys, big ranch on the Big Island, one of the biggest privately owned ranches on the Big Island of Hawaii. And these Hawaiians were really good at not only playing music, but roping and dealing with cows. Okay? So here we go. Hawaiian Cowboy, written and performed by Saul K. Bright.
Hawaiian cowboy. Hawaiian cowboy. Lei
le mai yo e under lo la ko e mai yo we ka na mali hini ke ka wa na ko ke liu ka le poni wa pa pa me lo le wa e ba heli ka la ko ko ka na mali hini is San Francisco by the Golden Gate aloha I ka Hawaiian cowboy ulei
moki hana o moki hana moki hana o moki hana moki hana lei
For the last the round up, out here for let over the yellow of Ella Lahai, Malama for the old Wippy Domadilla, one Agamagani, away out of Ely Lahai, for San Francisco by the Golden Gate, Aloha Hawaiian cowboy.
Ina Mai, Ekapuana, Lele Hua, or Roselani. Ina Mai, Ekapuana, Ona Lei.
That was from the album Steel Guitar Classics. And nice selection, Colin. So what do you have for us next?
Well, this is that Hawaiian cowboy. Although I said that, you know, this area was actually full of just a few words of Hawaiian and lots of English words. That was the opposite, but I just had to throw that in. It was so good. A bit of yodeling and all that. But
The steel guitar was amazing.
The steel guitar was amazing, yeah. And that was of this time, it was very, very prominent. It came into light. And that steel guitar actually traveled here to Aotearoa on board those ships as well. And many Maori players started picking up the steel guitar during the 30s and 40s. At that time. The next one actually really starts to show the hapa haole or the songs that were written to welcome tourists. And this one is actually performed and written by Jack Owen and in 1948 and performed by Kawela Ana. But a little bit of background, it's called Hukilau. And the hukilau actually is the big net, you know. So traditionally this was done for special occasions. And when the first tourists started coming to the islands, most people go there now, they go to a luau, which is the big feast where you sit in the ground and all the local foods are brought out. But in the old days, they didn't have luaus everywhere, not for the tourists. So they used to go up to the North Shore before the surface came, that is, and they made this North Shore popular. And a place called La'ie, where the Polynesian Cultural Center is right now, way before the Polynesian Cultural Center was even thought of, La'ie Bay, the location of Polynesian Cultural Center, was an area where they used to have luaus on right down, sit down on the grass or right by the beach, and to make something for the tourists to be happy about and like participatory, they would put this big net out, and everybody would help who came would help pull the net in. And there was always be fish in there, of course, and they'd say that this is what you're going to have for dinner tonight. But, of course, you know, it wasn't time to really cook all that fish and clean it at all. So they had something else, but they thought they were eating their own fish. Really happy song, lovely song. And most people who go to Hawaii even today will learn to do, you know, will hear this song or learn how to do the hula with the hukilau. So here it is, Hukilau by Jack Owen.
The hooky, 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 hooky lau. Oh, we're going to the hooky lau. The hooky, 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 hooky lau. Everybody loves the hooky lau. Where the lau lau is the cow cow at the luau. We throw our net out into the sea and all the amma amma come swimming to me. Oh, we're going to the hukilau. The hooky What a wonderful day for fishing, the old Hawaiian way, where the hukilau nets are swishing down at old Laie Bay. Oh, we're going to the hukilau, the huki 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 hukilau. Everybody loves the hukilau, where the lau lau is the cow cow at the luau. We throw our net out into the sea, and all the amma amma come swimming to me. Oh, we're going to the hukilau, the huki huki huki, the huki huki huki, the huki 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 hukilau.
Okay, we are in another musical journey here in Iriranga Whangaroa. The special Hawaiian music. And Colin, what do you have for us next?
All right, to finish off this set about the sort of start of tourism in the 30s, 40s, 20s, 30s, 40s of this past century, is this one called, combination two songs. Both were written by Johnny Noble and his friends, performed by the Makaha Sons, who did the very first song that we did, Kaulana Napua. They will be doing this again, and their take is to take two very popular Hapahauli songs, as we talked about. One is called The Little Brown Gal, and the other is called My Little Grass Shack. So these two very easy songs, probably even a lot of little local kids, you'd learn how to play the ukulele when they're young, would do these songs. And tourists who came to Hawaii at that time, and even now, get bombarded by these songs. These songs were so popular that the Ray Conniff singers and even Annette Funicello and people like that, Doris Day, would all sing these songs as part of their albums. So right. It was very, very exposing Hawaii to, or exposing the mainland, the U.S. mainland, tourists to Hawaiian life. Thank you.
Okay, so here we go.
Pacific, I've a constant longing to return. There's a reason that is quite specific, someone for whom I yearn. It's not the islands there that are calling to me, air, not the tropical sea, but it's a little brown gal in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shack in Hawaii. It isn't Waikiki,
no Kamehameha's money,
not the beach words
free, when the money, money.
It's a little brown gal in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shack in Hawaii. Through that island wonderland, she's broken all the Kane's heart. Understand, for that Wahine is a gal of parts. I'll believe it's true,
but the thrill I'll endure
is not the island
or the fish and loophole.
It's just a little brown gal in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shed in the lake. It's just a little brown gal in a little grass skirt, in a little grass shed in the lake.
I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I wanna be little Akane and Wahine that I knew long ago.
I can hear old guitars playing on the beach at Honaunau. I can hear the Hawaiian saying, "E komo mai no kahua I kahana del kahau." It won't be
grass shack in Hawaii.
Bravo, that was quite a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great. Well, that's the end of the early tourism, steamship tourism era. And now we hit the 60s, 70s, and 80s in Hawaii. And this is a whole new tourism system where you've got more sophisticated tourists coming from all over the world. And Hawaii being a leader in tourism, going back to the roots now. And we've got like young, very talented musicians using the guitar basically and the ukulele and creating music, finding old music or finding people, their own people writing old music. And they're giving them all a bit of what we call the modern twist to it. Basically modern arrangements, compositions, but still very Hawaiian music and very, with the native language still as a main part of it. The big one is the start of what we call a different tuning called the slack key. And we're going to start with the slack key, a song called Hi'i Lawe. In 1972 by Gabby Pahinui, who's often called the father of Hawaiian slack key.
That's one of the few people of your list that I know about and I heard before.
Gabby Pahinui with his slack key arrangement of Hi'i Lawe.
Hi'i Lawe, take one. Oh, and
kelehi a ina ke pupuna
Gabby Pahinui, yes. Hawaiian.
Hawaiian Slacky, yes. Hawaiian Slacky. Now, right in line here, right behind that is Kavika, the next song, 1969 by the Sunday Manoa. This group, Sunday Manoa, made up of some modern, youngish kind of musicians. The brother Casimero, who before, in the previous section, did Sanoi. The two brothers are playing again in this band called the Sunday Manoa they created with a guy named Peter Moon, who was one of the first modern sort of players, very good picker and player of the ukulele. So this next song, Kavika, featuring Sunday Manoa with the brothers Casimero and Peter Moon.
Kapuana, ea, kalanika, vika, hei, noa. na mai kapuana ea kalanika vika heinoa.
Peter Moon ukulele is just fantastic.
Fantastic, fantastic. Peter Moon's ukulele playing is now not considered that great because everybody does it. But back in 1969 when he started playing like this, it was really a new wave of awareness of what the ukulele can do. And many people are doing that type of playing now. But Peter Moon and his band, Sunday Manoa, and his own band called Peter Moon Band, back in the late 60s and early 70s, were really good at this. Yep. Okay, to wind up this era of up to the 1980s is this next song called Kaulana Kauai Hai. Kauai Hai is the area on the South Kohala coast on the Big Island. So we would call that the west, southwest of the Big Island of Hawaii. And this song talks about how this beautiful harbor had a reef, were good for fishing, and everybody would get their food from there, was actually wiped out by a huge tsunami. And then, you know, to make it happen again, they had to dredge and put in a harbor. So this Kauai Harbor is about that sort of before, remembering the land before that tsunami, that big tidal wave. And it was written by a lady not from that area. She lived up country. She married a local guy, came down to live there. And her name is Kailihune Na. And this song is performed by Israel Kamakaviva'ole, most famous for his, what song?
He did, what is the name of the song, Over the Rainbow song?
Over the Rainbow, yeah. That everybody loves. But his voice, and he did it very high pitch or very high. Your high-pitched singing that Over the Rainbow, lovely, sweet song. This one is more his natural voice, which is quite low, and he does justice to this. Kaulana Kauai Hai, remembering the village of Kauai Hai on the Big Island.
Kaini
Irirangio Faingaroa, Raglan Community Radio, another musical journey. We are journeying thanks to the path established by my dear friend Colin Chong here with me. What do you have for us next, Colin?
Okay, moving on into another new era. This is what I call the return to modern Hawaiian songs. And this is from the 1990s to the present day. And we have another rebirth of Hawaiian. So these are basically not just pure Hawaiian, but it talks about if they're not pure Hawaiian, the last song, for instance, is not really in Hawaiian, it's in English, but it talks about the old times, you know. But in this next one, Ka Nahona Pili Kai, written and performed by not a young man anymore, but still middle-aged, but he was a young man, Kealii Rachel. Now, not the last name, obviously not Hawaiian, first name definitely Hawaiian, who grew up with his grandmother on the island of Maui, a place called Paia, which is down by the sea, sort of on the western side, getting ready to go around to Hana, if any of you have ever been on Maui. This is a place where they have a lot of windsurfing and great waves. And right now, the turtles come in over there quite a bit, so everybody goes down to do that, to watch the turtles. But in Paia, little hippie town we used to call it, when I was growing up there, Kealii grew up with his grandmother. And this particular song, and he represents this new age of Hawaiians who not only speak the language, writes their music in the language, so this is their first language, Hawaiian. And he has started his own kumuhula. He's a kumuhula. In other words, he's a dance teacher, makes his own instruments, both Hawaiian instruments and the newer ones like the ukulele and the guitar. And he's a just excellent musician, songwriter, singer, and dancer, and teacher. So ushering this new age, we start off with Ka Nahono Hona Pili Kai, a story of his growing up with his grandmother on the beachside at Paia.
Sounds like a Renaissance kind of a guy.
E holu na pe anai kalauki meleo a alai mapumai e hea hea maunei aloha e aloha no aloha kahali ali amau Hona pili kai Lauele kamana o ike au moi Hia ai ka ula leo ke kai Ka iave ka hauku aloha E ho o mali e maune
This song is a real poem, and Colin is going to read us the English translation.
Ka Nohona Pili Kai. Those are the last words and the first words of the song. And it really means beauty embodies that seaside home. He's speaking of his grandma's home. Just a quick, this guy is so talented. If you've never heard of him, Kale Rochelle, he has many albums out. He embodies today's modern Hawaiian musician, living the dream, really. He's so talented. To show you what his words, what he just sang about, which is also makes good poetry. The spray of the sea comes as a breath, rustling the leaves of the tea plants, like a perfumed whisper scenting the air, ever calling to me. That's what the first line is. Second line, beloved, beloved indeed. Beloved is the sweet remembrance. Beautiful, beautiful indeed. Beauty embodies that seaside home. That's of his grandma's place. The mind wanders freely in the dark of night, wakeful from the spirit-like voice of the sea. Precious images drift through my thoughts, always bringing a sense of peace. The shade of the coconut grove is like family, embracing me like the morning glory. Those who are gone become a thing of beauty, an everlasting adornment to hold dear. The spray of the sea recounts this story, the perfume murmur of the deep of night. The pathway lies between us that we tread, beckoning us ever back to the sea. Okay, now.
Beautiful.
Our last song story that we're trying to tell of Hawaiian music, again, around the late 2009, performed by the by Brother Walter, Brother Walter, and represents kind of this new sort of the influx or the addition of what we call reggae. We call it Jawaian in a way. There's lots of these songs that or styles that are very prevalent today in Hawaii. And many young bands and groups and playing Jawaian, which is that reggae beat, Hawaiian music about Hawaii, about love and loss and trouble.
What is called here the poly reggae.
Yeah. But it started back, like, in the early 2000s, yeah? In the last 20 years or so. Yeah. But this one, written and performed by Brother Walter, is called Sweet Lady of Waiholi. And it's a story that why I picked this one in particular. It's not so much about the reggae, but although it has a bit of a reggae beat, it's kind of in English, but it talks about long ago things that are still happening today, and that is auntie, an old lady, who lives in this valley on the windward side of Oahu on the way up the North Shore. And she grows and has in her valley papaya and banana and all these other fruits, lily koi, which is passion fruit, and stuff like that. And every day she gets her little sort of wheelbarrow cart and brings her stuff. She cuts it and cleans it up, gets it ready, brings it out to the main highway, and has a little, like a fruit stand there. And she sells her wares, and that's how she makes a living.
I can smell the papayas.
Yeah. So, you know, it's wonderful. I grew up in that area, and as a kid, I had to go cut bananas every weekend in my uncle's farm, and I had to serve my time at that roadside stand as well. We used to write the price on the cut side of the bananas, you know, the little stem. It'd say 50 cents or 75 cents for the bunch, you know, the hand. Never would see those again. I think it was 49 cents a pound then. So a long time ago. Anyway, Sweet Lady of Waiholi, our last of the set, written and performed by Brother Walter.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat up from her brow. Continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihole.
Colin, this is a good song to finish, especially coming from you, because it's got to do with food, and that's and that's what you are the master of, you know. So, and you know, I can see you as a kid selling the bananas and the papayas, you know,
yes, on
the side of the road.
Mahalo so much, Javier, for making this evening possible. And helping me remember my cultural and musical heritage. It was a pleasure to be here and to share this with your audience.
Well, what can I say? Thank you very much, and I really appreciate the time that you put into this and the journey that you took us from the last century to the present day. You know,
okay.
So and we end up with a beautiful flavor of bananas and and papaya, so
what
a best way to start. So we still have here in Irirangio Faingaroa 10 minutes more of music, so we're going to continue with the Hawaiian sit, and we're going to say buenas noches to Colin. You know, see you hopefully soon. We'll do another session. And for now, it will be my choices. So I'm going to play you a couple of songs by Gaby Pahinui, Hijo Alu, and Slaki Hula. So I hope you enjoy.
Kiho Alu, take one. Hula, take one. Thank you.
we're here in another musical journey. And we continue with the Hawaiian music, and this time we're going to play you Kalil Rachel, who we listened to before, with that song by Sting, Fields of Gold. And it might be followed by No Luna, also by him, and this, or sung by him. And this is probably the end of our Hawaiian journey. Thank you very much for listening here in Irirangi of Aingaroa, Raglan Community Radio. this song, we say buenas noches. Next week will be another, and then on Sunday, of course, at 6 o'clock, as usual, or a bit later, will be Rodrigo with us with a journey. I think he's planning some Angolan music. We'll wait and see. But for me, it's buenas noches, and the podcast finished now, but we're, for the listeners live, I will have some, a bit more of Hawaiian music.